Free travel, can it really be done? Between airlines, hotels, car rental agencies, and credit card companies, free travel seems to be on the horizon of just about anyone these days. The free miles and discounts to be had are just sitting there for the taking. Pretty much all you have to do is sign up, so what are you waiting for? There are freebies calling your name. Are frequent flyer miles worth it? Almost every airline these days offers frequent flyer miles. The thing is, you have to pay to fly first and stockpile those earned miles before you can use them for an actual free trip. On the other hand, if someone said, "We will reward you with a free trip down the line," would you say, "Oh no, no thanks. I'd rather just keep paying you for all my trips." Charge it. On credit cards, that is. So many credit cards are offering huge airline flyer miles if you open up a credit account with them. So much that most often you can get a free round trip somewhere right off the bat. The catch? You usually have to spend a certain amount within a specified amount of time in order to earn the free miles. But that shouldn't be a problem. Just use that credit card for all your usual purchases and pay it off as you go so you don't end up paying them a finance charge. In the end, you end with a zero balance credit card and a free trip. Don't forget hotels and cars. As with airlines, most hotels and rental cars offer frequent use rewards, earning free stays and discounts or upgrades to from a regular hotel room to a suite. Or how about driving around on vacation in a luxury sedan instead of a compact vehicle? Sounds nice, doesn't it? You can volunteer or work. Did you know that there are programs where you volunteer to do a specific job that will include free transportation and accommodation and even meals in trade for the work you provide? A popular work option that often provides all this travel stuff for free is teaching English as a second language. So that trip abroad may not be as far-fetched as you first anticipated. Check out work programs like Workaway and WWOF to start with. And don't forget options like house-sitting or taking care of pets as options for a vacation somewhere. Someone has to win, right? There are always so many contests on offer for free trips, flights, hotel stays, and the like. Under the premise that someone has to win, so why not me, enter those contests. You never know, if you just might get lucky. Granted, it's a rather non-involved and subdued way to pursue free travel, but it is as easy to accomplish as it gets. If you're really flexible. Probably the first cheap travel option ever is flying standby. Just waiting around hoping there will be empty seats on a flight that you can snag super cheap. But you have to be at the airport for that actually available to fly right then and there. It was an exciting option back in the day, and oftentimes successful, but nowadays, airlines regularly overbook their flights, so an empty seat is not such a common occurrence. One must like airports to use this option, because who knows how long or even if you'll be able to get a seat. With all that free travel, promote yourself. Every thought about being a travel blogger or a social influencer? Since you may be traveling all over the place, you might as well capitalize on that, too, and take some pictures and videos and do some posting on YouTube and X and the like, and see if you can't get compensated, over time anyway, just by having people view your postings. If you actually do become an influencer, you may even receive free stuff in exchange for promoting a hotel you stay at or restaurant you eat at. How bad could that be? Iturbonews.com